Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Aaron Turner. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. And if you want to jump on our YouTube channel, you might want to do it because I not only see Aaron, I think I see Jonathan Kuminga working out in the background. How you doing, Aaron? Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And yes, that is JK working.
Getting to work
Friday, in. But we're getting it in. Camps around the corner. So.
Gotcha. Hey, let me start out by asking you this, Aaron. Obviously, there's a deadline coming up on October 1st. What has kind of prompted you to come out and talk about what's going on right now? Is it the pending deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're getting closer to camp here. And I think it's, you know, important, too, that, you know, people understand, you know, fans, it's kind of, you know, started to really pick up in September, that there's an understanding of what the reality of the situation is. You know, JK has become a divisive figure in the Warriors, you know, fan base, and you know, we, you know, follow that on top of you know, just making sure that, you know, people understand, the fans especially, like what's actually going on here.
Aaron, I'm excited. I'm a fan, so I got to ask you the money question, and a lot of people want to know: does Jonathan Kuminga want to be a Golden State Warrior?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like a loaded question, you know, and we can kind of talk about it, but you know, I talked about this yesterday on the podcast with Winters. I mean, the Warriors are first class, everything they do. So to say you know, don't want to play for the Warriors organization is, I don't know how you could say that, because it's, again, I've players on all different teams, it's first class, and there's a lot of different ways I can explain that, but the Warriors are phenomenal with how they treat guys and family, like everything. So the organization, along with JK's relationship with Joe, I don't think there's any feeling of, you know, I wouldn't want to play for the Warriors. I think, you know, JK, of course, this is a guy, and I've said this, he works super hard. He really loves the game. A lot of guys say they really love it, that he loves it. You could ask his peers that, they know that. And he, you know, he wants a chance to start every night, finish every night. He wants to be a focal point of a team. That's not a secret. That's something he works for. You know, JK gets up, you know, he's done this for two summers in a row. He'll wake up at 6 a.m. You don't, you know, to work out. He'll be on the court by 5:30 getting, you know, worked on. You don't do that to, you know, not want more. And that's normal. And that's part of, you know, he wants to grow. So does he want to be on the Warriors? He understands it and he's open to it. And, you know, the Warriors are the organization that drafted him. So of course he'd love to stay with one team his whole career. His favorite player, his, you know, idol is Kobe Bryant. That's what he did. You know, if it's possible, but of course he wants a bigger role. That's not really a secret. But is he open to coming back and being all about what the next year is about and understanding that he could get moved in a few months? Like, he's digested it, and he's open-minded to it.
I got you. Aaron Turner joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, real quick, where are you joining us from? I know you're in a gym, but where are you with Jonathan working out in the background?
Yeah, no, this is just a gym, and you know, we work out at a lot when we're, you know, in Cleveland and off.
Cleveland.
And he's just, you know.
Gotcha.
Been, yeah, getting ready, and it's kind of our pseudo makeshift training camp. You know, normally I'm on vacation right now, but not this year.
Gotcha. I mean, how do you reconcile the obvious problem with Jonathan wants to be a focal point, but it seems clear that right here, right now, he just can't be or won't be with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler on this team. Like, would he be willing to quote unquote wait? You know, but address that complication, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think, okay, again, you know, it's like we don't say to every guy that decides they want to go to a mid-major to start, Steph Curry went to Davidson, right, instead of going to a Big Ten school, that, you know, that's wrong or not. Like, of course, he wants an opportunity to do more. But he's also understanding of, you know, competing for a championship, what it means to be on the Warriors, and that he loves that. He loves – this is a guy, I think you saw that against Minnesota – he wants to play on the biggest stage. He wants to play against the best teams. He wants to play in big games. I think it's totally – and when you say playing with these guys, like, you know, I think it's totally doable. He's open-minded to it. And, you know, last year, not fair to Steve, not fair to him. There was so much pressure around, like, him joining when Jimmy had come. I mean, that's – I've said this many times. Like, it took LeBron and D-Wade half a season to figure it out. JK didn't get any time to really figure out what was going on. He wasn't even 100%. I mean, he wasn't 100%. I would say now he's 100%. He wasn't even 100% in that Minnesota series. Ooh. So, you know, he needed some time. They need some time to just figure out how to play. You know, I think Steve had that. I think when, you know, Jimmy came here, JK didn't really understand, you know, what that meant. Before JK got hurt, you got to remember, his usage was through the roof. You know, he was really the focal point. You know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, say that, you know, is JK a winning player, or did he help? I don't know where this, like, narrative got spun, because, you know, before Jimmy, when JK played last season, the Warriors were 18-14. And I could go way deeper, but I'm just going to keep it simple. Without JK, pre-Jimmy, they were 7-12. So it took a first ballot Hall of Famer, six-time All-Star, all that to come in and stopgap what was happening, because the Warriors, where they were going. So I think, you know, JK has the talent, and he respects Jimmy a ton. So I know he has the, okay, I got to figure out how to play with Jimmy, because I don't think it's an issue of playing with Steph at all. If you look at Steph's numbers and JK's numbers the last couple of years, they're better when JK's on the floor with Steph. He knows how to play with Steph. Is he the perfect, does he ever miss Steph here and there? Maybe it happens once in a while, but he knows how to play with Steph. He knows how to play with Draymond. I think the biggest variable is, can he figure out how to play with Jimmy? And I think he that first says, are you open-minded to play with Jimmy? And he's absolutely open-minded to play with Jimmy. Secondly is, you know, I thought in the Minnesota series, although unfortunately, you know, it was, you guys lost. But what I took out of that, what JK took out of that, was it really clicked for him, like, how to play with Jimmy. Like, he made strides in that. I know you guys, you know, it was not necessarily the best series that we lost, and it wasn't necessarily competitive after Steph went out, at least the two games in Minnesota. But there was a takeaway, if you really think about it, that he cracked some of the code to play with Jimmy. And I don't think plugging Steph back into that changes anything. That's just more shooting the best shooter in the world. I don't think that really makes it hard. I think it's the understanding of, look, Jimmy operates in certain areas of the floor that JK wants to operate in, and he definitely wants to get to doing that more as his career goes on. But he's also not, you know, he's understanding that, like, okay, I can adapt. I can cut off Jimmy more. Jimmy, you know, one of the great things about Jimmy is, and I have other guys that have played with Jimmy in Miami, you know, he's very, you know, he's going to let guys be them. He's not a selfish guy at all. So it's more of just figuring out, when's Jimmy going to come to me? How do I take advantage of the mismatches Jimmy creates? Because, you know, no one was doing that but JK pre-Jimmy. So it's something that I'm optimistic it could get figured out if he came back, and the fit, I think it can get figured out. It's not a clean fit. Steve's made that point. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I think it can get worked through.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to Aaron Turner. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga on 95.7 The Game. He's joining us from Cleveland, where Jonathan Kuminga right now is working out. Go ahead, Goo.
Yeah, Aaron, there's so many ingredients to this whole thing that makes it fascinating, right? And I get it, and I'm listening to you. But if I were to ask you right now, what's more important to JK, the money or the role on the team, how would you answer that?
I think it's clear. I mean, if he could prioritize, it's the role. But that's not really existent right now. Right? Like you can only get the role on the place that you can get to. And right now you can't get to those spots. So yes, I mean, I think the fact that, you know, he's very open-minded to Sacramento, to Phoenix and some of the other teams that we've talked to says that. I mean, he wants a bigger role. No one's hiding from that. He's not hiding from that, but on any great team, right? Somebody has to sacrifice. It's 100% needed to win at the highest level. And sometimes you got to do stuff you don't want to do or necessarily, you know, put your personal agenda behind you to win. So I think, you know, the role would be the coveted thing for him. But that's just, you know, at this moment, not an option.
Aaron Turner joining us on
The Warriors do one of these two sign and trade. Sorry.
But, right. But, yeah.
You know, right now, it's just not.
Sure, and that's what we can get into next. You're listening to Aaron Turner. He's on 95.7 The Game. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. You know, there's been a lot reported about the numbers and the parameters of the deal. Can you just – I'm just going to go through it quick. Can you just essentially either confirm or not that this is where you are, and then I want to ask about the player option. But is it basically true that the choices he's got right now are 1 year on the qualifying offer at 7-9? He could do a 2-year deal for 45 with a team option, 3 years for 54 with no options, and 3 years for 75 with a team option. You guys want a player option, and if you get the player option, you can move forward.
Yeah. That's right. I would put one wrinkle in there, the 1+1. You know, inherently that deal allows you to have a no-trade clause.
Right.
Because if you get traded, you lose your bird rights. So if he's able to keep that, we're also very open to that because it's basically the same situation as now, except you just dipped around the base compensation rule, which has made, you know, finding this trade a lot harder on all parties.
So can I ask, like, you know, I think it's a little ironic that you know, to ask for a player option, you need the player option to prove you're committed, which is a protection that can get you out anytime you want if it doesn't work out. I understand that, but why is this player option the biggest part of this right now for Jonathan and you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we look at this as the player option for somebody who believes in himself, like JK, okay? And JK, one out of 10, his teammate, he believes in himself at a 10. There is no secret about that, of where he's going, his conviction. I mean, I always say you can't have a doubt in your mind if you have the confidence to go in and do what he did against Minnesota, because 99% of players can't do that after not playing 3 weeks. Your confidence is who knows where. And he comes into game two, it's his first 9 shots, like it's nothing. Like, yeah, okay, this is what I do. So the player option to him is super important, but it's really, to us, you know, we look at it as, okay, JK is clearly the guy that needs to sacrifice here for this to work. Okay, so that's fine. And he's passing up opportunities where they are saying to him, okay, I mean, VJ Armstrong made a strong comment to JK, like, we want you to be you. We don't want you to change a thing. Play your game, okay? He can't do that fully in Golden State. It will jam up what everything is going on. So you're sacrificing, you know, your game. And again, another point is we'll see how it goes, but there's a good chance he gets traded. Okay. There's a good chance he gets traded, and that's halfway through the year. And he has to go to some team that, you know, he doesn't necessarily know which team that's going to be or, you know, what exactly that's going to entail.
Right.
So, you know, when we look at those factors, and then just the fact that he's been there for 4 years and it's been up and down and up and down. When you look at all that, you go, okay, the player option is the signal to him that, like, make this work. And, you know, for us, we view it as, you know, okay, let's say, you know, that, you know, we see his market at a certain level right now, you know, 24, 25. We could all argue about that or whatnot, but making sure that the team can stay under the second apron, no problem. We can help with that. Like, we'll give you more. We're not going to try to take away the flexibility on the front end because we understand how important it is to build a roster for the now, because this is a win now situation. So because of that, okay, fine, cool. JK and I stated this yesterday. He early on in this process said, you know, I could have came in and said, look, we want $30 million a year. Look at Jalen Johnson. We don't want to talk about anything else, but we talked about what was reasonable and practical. And, you know, Al, he thinks is, could help, you know, Steve has wanted a stretch five like this. It helps the combinations. It helps the spacing of Jimmy, Draymond, JK, you know, and so JK was like, hey, I'm for it. Let's make sure we make that clear. And we're not going to try to push you above the second apron, but by making that sacrifice for the here, the now, you know, take care of the back end with the player option. So that's why it's very important.
And just to clarify one thing here, and then I'm going to let my partner ask the question, but you referenced BJ Armstrong, and I can assume you're talking about, you know, he was hired as a front office man in Sacramento, and he's made contact with Jonathan, and they've talked about a sign and trade, and BJ relayed that information according to you, right? I just want to clarify that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. And I mean, Scott Perry came okay. And spent some time, you know, seeing him. I mean, he's a free agent. This isn't tampering or anything like that. It's totally allowed. So it's good for him to hear what's out there and be enlightened, you know, about what other people think. You don't get that chance that often. And there may be some other teams, too. Well, there are some other teams that have made contact. And, you know, you could say maybe they're just planting seeds for next summer, you know, of what could be an unrestricted Jonathan Kuminga, which if you go look at the wings, which I would say wings is probably the most vital position in the NBA. Go look at the unrestricted free agents in you know, the 2026 class.
Yeah. Aaron Turner is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. He's joining us live from Cleveland, from a gym where he's at, working out with Jonathan Kuminga in the background. You want to check it out?
It's incredible.
On YouTube channel, just search for 95.7 The Game.
Aaron, this is just me, and I told my partner and the fans, I believe one of Jonathan's biggest fans in the Warrior building is the owner, Joe Lacob. And the reports not too long ago, you guys all met Miami with Mike Dunleavy, and the first question Joe Lacob asked Kuminga was, does he want to be with the Warriors? And Kuminga's response was, do you want me here? Can you share with us all what happened, what was said after that?
Yeah, it's like living a real life Seinfeld episode, right?
Right.
Like, you know, do you want me here to? But the reality is, I think everybody understands. You know, even with Joe saying that, JK, and all the thoughts, this is a weird situation. Okay, there's a bunch of different patterns in the NBA, so I don't like to compare necessarily situations because this one has its own unique set of circumstances. But yeah, this situation is unique, and I think everybody understands. I think JK thinks genuinely Joe thinks he's very good and believes in him. I think, you know, JK's felt that from the moment he met Joe. I mean, they sat together when they did their pre-draft visit and spent a lot of time. So I think JK does feel like Joe truly believes in him. But it's tricky, right? Because the window of the next 2 years and what the Warriors are trying to do and what's after that. And I think everybody understands, like, we don't know what's next, right? And that's okay. That's okay. That's not a problem. So do you want me here? Do you want me to be here? I think Joe, in a perfect world, does want JK to be here. I think, you know, that's very clear that if it could all work out. But I think they also realize in this window there's a high probability they need to possibly move him to get a piece that's more complimentary to other guys. I don't think anybody knows this, though. I think that this could go a lot of different ways, you know, this year.
Yeah. Aaron Turner joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. And first of all, secondly, you know, do appreciate you coming on and giving us as much detail as you can. And I just, you know, we're having a nice conversation here. So I'll just phrase the question like I would if we were sitting at a bar. Aaron, you're telling me you're willing to forego $75 million over 3 years to have Jonathan take the qualifying offer for 1 year, $8 million, to just because of a player option.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, it's not 75. The third year is a team option, right?
Okay.
So that's not
sure.
That's not guaranteed. Okay, so that's
fair.
Let's just keep the facts, right? Because I, you know, I see the fans and they like to pull certain things and I think so. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but if you know JK, he's somebody that, you know, he has principle, right? He's very grounded in who he is. And, you know, we've gone over the risk of the qualifying offer. I mean, to nauseam at this point in the summer, we've looked at it now, you know, we have, I like to think a pretty smart group around him. We've, you know, got some insurance policies that hedge out a lot of the risk. We're not very worried about the on-court play. We're, you know, would be more worried to just keeping them healthy. So we've been able to hedge out, you know, with some insurance policies that'll definitely help if we had to go down that route. And so, you know, as far as would you lose money this year? Yeah. Would you lose money next year? Probably. But if you go where you want and you are the player you think you're going to be, JK, then yeah, in 10 years from now, 5 years from now, we could say that's the best decision you ever made. You know, if you want the upside to choose your spot where you feel great, you're going to have to probably take some risk, but that's how it works, right? Like risk, reward. And JK is not risk averse. I mean, if you know the backstory of him, I mean, he came over here when he was a kid, didn't see his parents for 6 years and coming over from the Congo. Like, this is a guy that believes in himself, has bet on himself every step of the way. So to say, you know, now he's going to change at this point, I don't. You know, now is that going to happen? I don't think so. Now, do we want to take the QO? No, nobody wants to take the QO. I don't think we'd be lying if I said that's ideal. The hope is, you know, we can get something figured out. But if he does take it, it's not going to be a good feeling for him, you know, with the fact that he actually puts that pen to paper on October 1st. It's not something that he is going to be very happy that we got to that situation. And had to do that. So, you know, I think it's a possibility. It's not something we want to do, but you know, it's hard for me as his agent. You know, I'm looking for a deal where I can, you know, and I think the player option does that, where I can stand on the table and say, we're taking this deal. You know what I mean? There's nothing to talk about. We're taking this deal. But with what's on the table right now, you know, I have to be a little more, you know, respective of, JK. You know, and his understanding. And if he wants to stand, you know, to a degree on like, hey, you know, I think it's fair that, you know, we don't do this deal, then I have to, I understand it.
Right.
You know, I do. I don't think it's at a point where if his principle is, I don't think this is fair to me, I don't want to do it. well, I kind of have to respect that.
No doubt. AT, I got to ask you this, man, because I'm a lifelong Warrior fan. And last spring, as we saw the season come to an end heading into the playoffs, I saw DMPs for JK, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Hardly used against Houston. What's going on? And then Minnesota happened after Curry got hurt, and he showed the world he could ball. So I bring that up to ask you, has there been any trust loss from Kuminga's standpoint with Coach Kerr on how the DMPs and him basically being forgotten about in the playoffs, has there been any trust loss from him to Coach Kerr?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said that didn't, like, sting him. It did. You know, I was with JK through the Houston series, and, you know, credit to him, he stayed totally locked in, you know, which I love. And I think his teammates respect that, but I mean, it was hard.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to say it was hard. It was really, really hard for him. I mean, and I think anybody would feel like that. You know, he felt like before he got hurt, he was a big part of the team and came back. And I mean, that's professional sports, right? I mean, it's just what happens. The next guy up, I can give you many stories, right? Tom Brady's Tom Brady because somebody got hurt who was good in front of him. It happens. You come back and things are a little bit different. And so it stung. To his credit, he over-communicated to JK during that process. It wasn't like JK didn't know what was coming. I mean, Steve said, look, like, I think the combinations, you know, around Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond are working. We're playing great. And throwing you in here right now, you're not necessarily complimenting him as well. That's not a knock on you necessarily as an individual, but and you hear Steve talk. I mean, he talks about this all the time. So I listen to what Steve's quotes are, and I try not to take them out of context. He'll say, you know, this five-man combination, it's about the combination. So his voice, his, you know, what he was saying is this combination's not working. I mean, the numbers did back that up. It was a very small sample size, so I don't think it can't get figured out. But it was a gut check. And when I say, like, trust, I mean, he trusts that Steve wants to win games. He trusts that Steve is going to play, and Steve's talked to me about this before. Like, Steve's going to play whoever helps him win that game. Like, that's his MO. So I think JK trusts that. Do I think he, you know, trusts that Steve wants to let him, you know, go run, you know, wild off pick and rolls and do whatever he wants? Like, no, I don't think that's how the Warriors play. But he understands that, so I don't. Their relationship has been up, down, but, you know, I mean, like I always say, when JK was playing great in Minnesota, who was on the sidelines? Steve. Okay, let's not even say because Steph was out. Who was on the sidelines in the end of December and early January when Jonathan Kuminga was playing phenomenal? It was Steve. So, I mean, the two of them can absolutely have shown that they can work together, and I don't think JK needs, you know, Steve to sugarcoat anything for him. So do I think it's workable? Yeah. Do I think they have some disagreements probably on, you know, how Steve sees maybe his developmental arc, how JK sees his developmental arc? Yeah, there's some disagreements, but that's okay. People can disagree. That's okay. You know, as long as, you know, when you get on the floor, you can figure it out and make it work. And I also think, like, you know, people have said to me, you know, bought in, you're just bought in if you get the player out. What does bought in mean? Like, he's going to just not touch the ball or whatever. And I, like, no, JK is going to be who he's going to be, okay? I'm not saying he's going to magically turn into this other type of player. But what bought into me is, you know, it means that if you have I think in any business, like an essential employee, right, to the overall goal of the company, you need that person bought into the overarching goal of what you're trying to accomplish. And that means positive attitude. That means if you're playing well in a game and you get benched in the last 3 minutes, you're like, you know, you're cheering, you're there. If you get thrown back in, you're there. If it's an offense, defense, switch out, even though you don't want to come off the floor, you're there. If you're not starting, you understand it. Maybe there's a situation you're starting 4 games and then somebody comes back and you're back to the bench. Keeping a professional positive mindset through all that, I think, is really what, like, bought in means. And you're sacrificing for the greater good. And I just think, you know, in any business, like any essential employee, you need them on that same page with you to achieve, you know, what's the greater good, the ultimate goal. And in this case, it's right. I think I'm under the impression the Warriors are trying to win a championship next year. That's what JK is under the impression. We're not playing. I don't think anyone's playing to go to the second round.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Aaron Turner joining us on 95.7 The Game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, of course, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Brewed in the city. All right, let me play devil's advocate here and say, well, you know what else would maybe convince certain fans and certain media that he's bought in would be him rebounding better, him running the floor more, him being a better team defender, him getting loose balls. These are all things Steve Kerr has talked about. So how would you answer that? That it seems like he's not doing what altogether what they want him to do.
Yeah, I mean, so I think some of that is not being – he's not doing that on purpose, first of all. So, like, if you want to say those things, it's not like he's not doing it because he comes into the game like, I don't want to run the floor hard. Like, that's not anything. Yeah, J.K. wants to play well. Rebounding, you know, I mean, we've seen this pattern with J.K. When he's playing big minutes and he's involved in the game, the rebounding tends to go with it, right? He feels more involved, and then the competitive juices flow more, and he's crashing the glass more. We've seen that. I mean, at the end of December, you know, Steve was just, you know, really happy with his rebounding, his effort, all those things you just talked about. There have been points along the way Steve has been really happy with it, which is funny because those are also the times where JK's playing a lot. So it's like a chicken egg a little bit. Like when he plays more, those things tend to happen. When you throw him in, you know, he's there. There's different kinds of guys in the NBA, and I don't really look at JK as he's a guy that, you know, you come in for a small stint. Like he's, you know, he's more of a guy that as the game goes, he's going to, and he's involved, those things start happening, which normally when you think about role players, veteran role players, like it takes time to get to that. And most 99% of the time, they're not as talented as Jonathan Kuminga. So they're going to do those other things like better because I rep guys like that. That's right. How they are in the NBA. If you don't run the floor hard, if you don't rebound, you have no chance. Now, I'm not excusing anybody for not doing that. But what I am saying is, you know, JK's obviously believes in himself, knows what he can do. So I think you've seen there is a trend. When he plays more, when he's more, you know, playing bigger minutes, those numbers go with it. You know, if you remember, and I mean, I'm sure you guys are watching most of the Warrior games, Think about the game this year, Houston, when they lost that one-point game. Who was the guy that jumped on Jalen Green diving for the loose ball, got the foul at the end of the game? That was JK, okay? who was the, you know, when they played Minnesota, when they went, got that big win in December earlier, what do you have? Three blocks, three steals. I think it was something like that, guarding Anthony Edwards the whole time. He was flying around, making plays off the ball. So, and I think the second half of the season when he came back, he wasn't healthy, guys. He was not 100%. So what you saw the last 2 months, I mean, he really sprained his ankle. He had a real sprain. So, you know, anybody who's really sprained their ankle knows it takes time to really get that pop back. So, you know, the rebounding in the Minnesota series could have been better. He knows that. He's not running from that. Something he has to keep working on. He's in elite shape right now. He's been, you know, doing everything, biking, running, you know, not running, but on the floor running, obviously a lot of conditioning, trying to keep his body in a great place. He's a great point of attack defender. That's like, to me, his strength. I think you guys saw what he did against Ant in the conference semis. He's really good. And I think when he guards Shea, you see that sometimes that comes out of him. Off ball has to keep getting better. That's a lot of young players, right? Fall asleep sometimes. You're not. But, hey, I mean, I'm not sitting here and he's not sitting here saying he's perfect. You know, I mean, there's still stuff to clean up. He's 22 years old, you know, 22. And that's why I do think, like I always say to people, and the youth and the energy and the competitiveness, J.K. really shows his head and what he's capable and what he's doing. Like, the biggest sales pitch I could see is just go watch when you guys play the Thunder. Who shows up every time you play the Thunder? If you guys watch the Warriors, you know the answer to the question, right? And that's the team to beat. Who's rebounding? Who's running? Who's guarding? I mean, it's him. So, I mean, to me, those are things, he's got to keep doing more consistently. You wouldn't walk up to JK and say, JK, man, you got to rebound the ball better. And he's not going to say to you, no, you're wrong. Okay, you're right. Something I have to continue to improve on. Your rotation's off the ball. Hey, you have to say, like, okay, something I need to continue to improve on. No one's fighting it. He's not fighting it.
AT, I got to ask you this, because every team dynamic is like a family dynamic. And when things are going on with your brother and sister, your mom will intervene. So have you guys heard? Has JK heard from the big three like Steph, Dre, and Jimmy? Have they reached out, you know, to try to get this thing maybe in the fast lane to get something resolved?
They've definitely talked. Like, I know, you know, he has respect for all of them. He really respects Jimmy, you know, just as a person. He likes how, you know, Jimmy moves and how, you know, Jimmy is. So I know him and Jimmy have talked. He respects all of them for sure. Draymond's a guy that's always been behind him. You know, the sound bites from Draymond are endless of his support of JK. Steph, obviously, you know, you ask JK, and they'll tell you he's one of the greatest players ever played, you know, maybe the greatest in JK, you know, as far as JK's played with. So I think he has respect for all of them. I mean, I know he's been in communication a little bit. I know him and Jimmy have spoke. Him and Draymond have texted. I think him and Steph may have talked a couple times or missed each other. But, I don't want to get too into, like, their dynamics. But, I mean, the relationship with all those guys and him are – there's zero beef. Like, there's no animosity. I think Draymond, Jimmy, if you ask them, they're going to tell you his time's coming. Like, there's no doubt whether it's now or in the future. So he feels that. He respects that. And, that's just – there's no drama with that. Let me tell you that. There's no drama.
Gotcha. We're talking to Aaron Turner. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. He's joining us from Cleveland, and Jonathan is working out in the background. If you want to check it out, just jump onto the YouTube channel. Hey, you've been generous with your time, obviously. I'm gonna ask you some quick ones. I'm going to tell our listeners, 888-957-957. Zero, you want to ask Aaron a question or two? Aaron said he's willing to do that. But let me just do some quick stuff here. Like, what's been the most frustrating report or rumor out there that hasn't been true in your mind in this saga?
Well, two. I think one, we turned down the 5 years, 150 is frustrating. I think it's been frustrating a little bit to JK because, 100%, 5 years, 150, we would have done. We would have had to do it. Like, even if we're like, man, we're worth more, you're not in a position to not take 150. We would have done that deal. Anything under that, you know, no, we probably wouldn't have loved it. But, but truthfully, this is all a moot point because the Warriors, and if you understand how this would have worked last year, they wanted to stay flexible, which again was okay. Nobody was upset about it. I think we were hoping there'd be more of a runway to start the year last year, going into year four, of like, hey, let's really see what JK can do. But we understood like where everything was at from a flexibility standpoint. And that's what almost allowed them to get Kevin Durant, with JK being the centerpiece, as we know the Suns have a lot of, you know, affection for JK. But we never turned down 5 years, 150. So I see the fan base. I see a lot of people where they say, like, you know, JK has created this circumstance. JK has done nothing. Like, he's sitting here. He's now playing his cards for the first time, you know, and he has the right to do so. But it's not like he turned down something, because the Warriors, they didn't want to do a deal. And that's okay, because they needed the flexibility. If they went over the mid-level, it would have been almost impossible to move JK, because the team in, you know, receiving him would have had to absorb his 25, 26 salary on the book. So once you understand that, it's like, okay, well, JK really hasn't done anything. And it's funny to me, because if you don't like JK, right, or you don't, you don't think he's the guy he thinks he is, or we think he is, okay, you're making, then let him go. Let him go. Like, that's fine. That's fine. But if you do, okay, well, yeah, he wants to be treated a certain way. And I think the other second thing is that JK's selfish, or, you know, some guys, I think that narrative is very off. You know, JK is a, doesn't care about numbers. I've never heard him come to me and say, Aaron, man, I scored 30 tonight. Look what I, it's like, hey, I just, you know, I want to make the right play. He wants to continue growing at that. He wants to continue to improve reading the game, seeing the game, you know, seeing two plays ahead, all that type of stuff. It's something he wants to do. He does strive to be a number one option someday, but not because he just cares about scoring. Right. It's not at all that. So I think those are the two narratives that I would like to always say, like, I would want to correct, because I don't think that's true at all.
Hey, T, I got to ask you this, because it's been 4 years. Do you feel like the ownership and coaching staff are on the same page in regard on how to best utilize Kuminga?
I mean, that's tough, right? Like, I mean, I think the obvious answer is probably not, but it's a tough spot, right? Because you're in this place of, like, Steve's trying to win now. How much leeway can you give JK? How many mistakes can you lift it, right? When development takes, you know, mistakes, right? You have to live through mistakes. And, you know, whose mistakes are you willing to live through, and what are your goals? Now, if you're a 20-win team, right, you might not care. You'll let the guy play through all those mistakes. But when you're the Warriors, you're the Western Conference, like, it's trickier. So I don't think it's like Steve doesn't want to. And this is another thing I want to say. Everybody talks to me about, you know, JK's development. JK has gotten so much better since he stepped in the NBA. So clearly he's gotten a lot better. He's developed. I don't see it as, you know, that hasn't worked, or Steve hasn't helped him along the way. I mean, Steve's definitely helped him. Well, whether JK takes in everything Steve says, I mean, I don't think any player agrees with everything their coach says, but has it helped him, and has he improved, and has he developed? Yeah, he has. Now, could there be more development? Could he be further along? Maybe. Maybe he could, you know, with more minutes and more touches. But, you know, I mean, I think he's in a great place. I think for him and the rest of the league, everybody kind of just wants to see, like, what can this guy really do if he's given a true runway, you know, to show that.
Aaron Turner joining us on 95.7 The Game. Yeah. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. You did mention a little earlier that if you got to sign that qualifying offer, you will. Jonathan won't be crazy about it, obviously. What would that look like with Jonathan coming back into the locker room and everybody essentially knowing he's a short timer?
I mean, I don't think that's good for any team building. I mean, just think about it. I mean, you got a guy in an expiring contract who hasn't been paid life-changing money yet. You know, he's not going to be happy about it. He's going to feel away. You know, will he come in ready to play? For sure. Like, he wants to hoop, right? So, like, he's not going to not come in with, like, I want to play. But, again, like, you know, I have people that work for me. I think about their psychology when we're trying to achieve an overall goal. I don't want somebody's subconscious not being locked in on the overall goal of the group. And that's why if you look at it, you listen to a lot of GMs, presidents of teams, a lot of times they'll talk about if we're trying to win, can't have guys on expirings, especially guys that are, you know, trying to prove something or get paid. So I think, you know, naturally, where's JK's mind going to be, you know, even if he comes in? It's I got to get to the summer of 26, right? And as his agent, I got to protect him to a degree to make sure we get to the age of summer of 26 healthy. I have zero worries about the basketball. If people are trying to scare us about the basketball, comparing him to XYZ, I am not worried about that at all, okay? I'm on record saying that I'm not worried about that. The biggest thing is he needs to get to the summer. I mean, that's just the reality if you're on the QO. And I think that would be for every single player in the NBA. I don't think that makes JK any type of person. And I think, you know, anybody who's had any job anywhere would understand that. And I think, you know, I think, and this is what I've said, like if he is this important, okay, if he is this essential that he's held up the whole offseason from officially signing guys, I would say you need that guy bought in. Okay, now I get he might go out, but the first 45 games, you need him in a good headspace, right? If he's not that important, why is the whole offseason moving like this? He clearly is. I mean, that's the answer to the question. He clearly is that important. Now, again, that might just mean because he's going out, but that's why this pattern has become kind of like so unique and interesting. And I said to Brian Windhorst yesterday, like, tell me when you've ever seen a player at 20 plus million sign a deal going, this doesn't make much sense for me from a perfect basketball fit. And by the way, I may get traded right at the deadline. At that number, I've never seen that. I've seen, you know, mid-level guys or at the most, but minimums that happens, but are smaller deals, but not at like the $20-25 million level where you're going, I'm going to a place where, you know, we, the last point where we ended with Steve was, I can't play this guy big minutes with what I have. Now, I don't think that can't evolve or can't change, but that's where we are right now until we see differently. That's got to be the worst sales pitch to a $20-plus million free agent in the history of basketball, in all seriousness. So, you know, again, though, that's okay. It's okay. We understand it was a small sample size. It's not something that can't get fixed. But, you know, that's why this has become such a unique negotiation.
Right. No doubt. And a unique location, because, Aaron, I can't ignore the fact that Kuminga and you guys are in the back. Does he got a second to pop on with us?
I mean, I don't know if he could pop on with you guys. He's kind of over there talking and stuff, and I've got my ear pods in, so it might be hard. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was maybe good, but you know, I don't think there's
okay. Let me ask you.
I mean,
this
I
then.
Could maybe get him to come over here and wave, but he's kind of two courts away now.
All right, me, so. I got you. Let me ask you this: when you hear people say Kuminga's just a scorer, he's not a winning basketball player. I mean, what do you think, man? Because I'm out of ammo when I hear that.
That he's just a scorer and he's not a winning player?
Yes.
That's nonsense. This is nonsense. Well, like let's just state two stats that debunk that right away. What, and I think I said this earlier on this pod, or on our, this, like, pre-Jimmy last year, right? JK plays. This is before Jimmy Butler shows up. The Warriors were 18-14 in the Western Conference against a loaded schedule when Kuminga's playing. Okay, now maybe that means 30 minutes, maybe that's 2015. When JK was out, pre-Jimmy, they were 7-12. That's like lottery balls. You're going for one, number one or number two pick versus fourth or fifth in the West pre-Jimmy injury. Right there, what is it? So what was he doing? Was he making the team worse? Clearly not. Then you could get into the fact that Steph's been better with JK on the floor the last 2 years. He's actually been better. But Steph's minutes have been better. Now, post-Jimmy, that changed because there was a combination thing. But to say, like, I'd use this. If you look at the Minnesota series, right, Steph goes down, they get beat in five, right? So would I ever have the audacity to say that Draymond Green or Jimmy Butler aren't winning players because they didn't win another game when Steph went down? No, that's ludicrous. No one's saying that. Like, that's all overblown. It's how the five function together. So to say JK is not a winning player, that's insulting. That is. It's ridiculous. It's not backed by any real data, and you could throw as much box score metrics as you want, but a lot of that doesn't take into context the role or this or that, or even the fact that even the games he's not playing great, he's eating minutes. He's eating minutes, right? Because that helps you manage your vets. It's just, these are just facts. This doesn't make me a basketball genius by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. I'm just giving you guys, like, facts. So, I mean, yeah, don't – to say he's not a winning player is nonsense, and you know, I think it's, I mean, is Steph not a winning player? Because when JK was out, they were 7-12. Come on, that's ridiculous.
I hear you. We're talking to Aaron Turner. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. I'm gonna give it go to the lines. A couple fans want to ask you some questions. Let's go to line four in Oakland. That guy, you're on, and you're on with Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. What's up, guy?
Hey, gentlemen, great show. Aaron Turner, I appreciate you taking the call. I'm a lifelong Warrior fan.
I have season tickets way back to the Oracle. And as fans, we have some questions. We don't doubt that Kuminga is a baller. In fact, my nickname for him is Rim Rocker. When he gets up and he dunks it, everyone goes crazy. And so my question to you is, so you said it yourself, Kuminga is a 22-year-old talent, and we don't disagree with that. And we know the big three are all over 35, and if they get Horford, he's 40. So my question to you as a fan is, why doesn't Kuminga, because you know none of these guys are going to play 82 games this year, you know, barring even with an injury, they're going to sit out. So why doesn't Kuminga take the three-year deal, and by the time Kuminga's 25 years old, all three, four of these guys will probably be retired. And then it will be Kuminga's team with Pajemski and all the young cats. And so he can learn from them in the meantime and then grow with the team and then kind of just take over.
That's a fair question, Guy, I think. You know, go ahead, Aaron. We talk about that frequently. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, fair question, but the answer to that question is, okay, if JK wants to stay post-Steph, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can still happen, but he wants it to be his choice to want to stay, right? Which happens a lot, right? You'll have his bird rights. He could stay. I'm not saying what he just painted, that timeline, doesn't make sense, but why after sacrificing now should that be not completely under his control? Okay, so if he wants to stay, of course, that timeline makes all the sense, but that to me should be his decision, especially if we're going to sacrifice on the front end. And mind you, if you really want to have the back end of the deal, okay, it's a higher number. I'm not going to tell anybody how to manage their roster. That's not my job, okay? That's not my place. But if you want that, okay, fine. Then to the caller's point, then that's still on the table. But I think we feel like that should be, if we're going to sacrifice his game, his opportunities, probably, you know, some deals that include a player option too, if it was out there, if a trade got done, we want to – JK feels like it's fair, and I agree with him, that if you want to stay there, you can stay there. I mean, that'd be great.
Right.
But it should be his choice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.